Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Speaking of encounters, the Lord said to me, last week I talked about encounters. Remember I said that Lynn Hammond was told by God, instructed by the Lord, to pray for the youth. He said, this generation has to have, listen to me, encounters. And I thought, oh my God, all the years that I preached and traveled, and I used to think, I didn't know the word was encounter. These people need to have that moment. I would say that moment. And I didn't know it was the word encounter. And they love God, and they prayed, and they all of this, and nothing changed their life. And I thought about all the ones who had this drastic change. And if you interview them and talk to them, an encounter was in there. And followed by another encounter. Followed by another encounter. And their lives are doing this. I mean, yeah, there's pressure and there's the enemy, but encounters were all in there. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about, encounters? When you encounter something, it's real to you. The Lord said, share the encounter we had. Now, some of y'all, a lot of you have heard it, but some of you guys, you may think in your natural mind, Chip, you just dreamed this, or I'm telling you, it was real. And I was the guy that came in late and back row, whatever. I'm not trying to get on the back row. We turned this church to where there is no back row. If you were in another church and you're on the back row here, you're pretty close. They're close. We're good. We got you closer. And that was me, first one out, last one there. Unlike the way I was in coaching. Wasn't that way. And so this happened to me, and I'm going to share it, and I'm going to tell you the backup story to get to the story. We had just won our 12th or 10th championship. It was Saturday. That's a good day. The NCAA just, we were there, Ronnie and I and Tim and Chance were there, and Donald Trump showed up last night, and we were all at the BOK together watching the wrestling championships. It was awesome. And I'm telling you, all those who win it now, like on Sunday, boy, they feel good. It's a good day. You don't mind going to church. You don't mind getting up. And so that church on Sunday after championship Saturday was always a good day. Just telling you like it is. So I was there and went to church, and it was extra special because that particular day, my favorite team, Chicago Bears in football, were playing on TV, and they're terrible, and they never get on TV, and they were on TV. I couldn't wait to go home after championship Saturday, go to church, check the list off, I went to church, and then go home and watch the Bears. The only way it could get better is if the Bears win. But that was not a really high chance. So I go home, and long story, I'll try to shorten it because I need to get somewhere else. I'm watching the Bears, and I hear in my spirit, inside me, are you seeking me? Just like Jason talked about this morning. What Jason talked about and what the songs that were sung, there is no script going on in here. It's Holy Ghost connects. And he said, are you seeking me? And man, it shook me inside of me. I never heard like that. I used to hear Mama say she heard the Lord, but I'd always ask her, what does his voice sound like? Does it sound like John Wayne or who? You know what she'd tell me? Honey, just seek the Lord. You seek the Lord, and you'll have an encounter, and guess you will hear. Now, I know a lot of y'all sense in your spirit, but there's times. Can anybody back me up on this? You heard it. You heard it. You heard it. Sound audible. And that was the time. Are you seeking me? Oh, I got up and I walked in the kitchen, got a glass of water, what is that? I don't even know what that's about. So I go back to watch the Bears, and about an hour later, I hear it again. Are you seeking me? So I get up, and I went to Candy, and I said, without telling her, I'm hearing this, because I don't want her to get on this, oh, praise God, you know. You see, I'm just trying to keep it real to you. I don't want no. And I said, Lord, I'm seeking you. And I gave him a list. I said, I go to church. I didn't tell him when I go to church. I didn't tell him the mood I was in when I went to church. And I pay our tithes. We'd pay our tithes. And I'm, you know, this, and I read my Bible before I go to bed a little bit. And gave him a list. Everybody say a list. Now, do you understand that the Lord is asking me this? Now I know why. Why? Because he wants me to have an encounter. And if I have this encounter, he'll change me. And when I get changed and my attitude changes, whew, we're going to get stuff done. The ripple effect will start going. I had no idea about C4C. I had no idea about a glorious child. I had no idea. No. I didn't want any part of that. But he knew I needed an encounter. Yes, that's right. So I gave him the list. Candy backed up the list and added to the list. And so I was okay. I went back watching the Bears and I heard it again. And he said, are you seeking me? And I go, evidently not. So I did what any great man of God would do. I called Mom. Mom, and I did not dare tell her. No, did I tell her I heard from God. That was not in the conversation. I didn't want her to think that I'm having this spiritual moment and this and that and callings. And so I said, Mama, what does seek mean? Well, she gave me an answer, and she goes, I'll get back with you. And she ends up calling Rick Renner. Now you got a Greek scholar and a Hebrew scholar. And they're giving root words and passing that around. They find this revelation out, and then they start calling all their buddies. And it got real exciting, and they forgot about me. Anyway, meanwhile, I'm back there who Lord's trying to get an encounter with. And so I call her back and said, Mom, later, way later in the night, did you ever? Oh, yeah. And she said, you got to understand when Mom teaches me and I ask her to do this, break it down to first grade level. Because if I get it and understand it there, then I can, you know, I don't need it here. I don't think God operates where, man, that's over my head. That's right. It has to be that way. And so she said, well, Chip, it comes down to this. It all comes down to this. Are you craving him? So when I hung up the phone, am I craving him? Have y'all ever craved anything? Come on now. Come on now. Oh, come on, get real right now. Just would you get this little facade off and this church thing off and who's looking at me? Get it off and just, can we talk? Let's talk. Have you ever craved? Thank you. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. We were at the wrestling deal last night, and there was a line for this certain Italian ice cream that went, I mean, and went, and I go, Ronnie goes, come on, let's do it. We got time. No. And we waited. Then after we gave our order, we had to get in another line. But when we got it, we'll go back in that line. So, chocolate chip food, cheeseburger. There's certain burgers that I crave. You know, I mean, but now if you want to get even more on a different level, and I don't mean this bad, when alcoholics or tobacco or drugs, do you know what that is? That's craving. Craving so much that they'll do something out of their minds that they would normally never do. To get it. And all of a sudden I heard the Lord again, are you craving me as you and your team craves the championship? Yeah. We just won it. I said, that's not fair. We'd do anything. And we would. We wouldn't give excuses. We'd get up early. We'd stay late. Well, how am I doing God? I'm going late. You understand what I'm talking about? And I said, Lord, I don't have enough time. But when you crave something, you make a way. And I wasn't making a way to have an encounter with God. I was just giving him a list and going through and checking them off. But he wanted me to have an encounter, because he knew that would change me. And not only me, he's not thinking about just me. He's thinking about y'all. He's thinking about other people. Thank you, Lord. That's a good time to say thank you, Lord. And so I said, God, what's that? My flesh. Now remember, we're spirit, soul, and body. And my flesh and soul did not like this news. My spirit, who was puny, pencil neck, I mean skin and bone, was going, finally, some protein. Finally, we get to go to the weight room. My flesh looked like Jabba the Hutt. Are y'all getting the picture? And Mama always said, one of the three will dominate. Well, Java was dominating. The spirit, my little spirit was sitting under him. Help! Just trying to give you a visual. What's your, now y'all laughed at me. What's your spirit man look like right now? Because if you've been feeding it the word, and you've been in moments like we just had daily, that shouldn't just be during praise and worship. That should be daily. Your spirit man is growing. Amen? And so I took on the challenge and started getting books and tapes and gave him my lunch period. And then the phone call came, and it was weeks, days after days, weeks after week, month goes by. And Candy would go, how's the seeking? Ah! My flesh would answer. And I just kept pouring it in there. And what was happening? What was happening? Even though I didn't sense it with my these senses, something's happening. That word, stronger than any two-edged sword. And so I get a phone call, and my AD says, I need to meet with you at this time. Well, that's the time I gave God five weeks ago, and I ain't backing out now. It hadn't really been productive, but I hadn't had any angel, you know, well done. I didn't, none of that. It was cricket, cricket.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These two generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. And remember, champions always prevail.